that time of year again.
Yeah, I'm going to go crazy. I have to have sun. I have to have it right now.
Too chilly out there this morning.
Oh, it's perfect out there this morning.
Oh, perfect for March 14th, Pi Day.
Even though it is Pi Day.
Mm.
Even though I think walking out the door, the temperature was supposedly 35 or 36 or something, it still feels warmer. I don't know why. Mm. Must be the sun.
A week ago, it didn't feel warmer at 35.
Not at all. A week ago, it did not. But this last week has been wonderful. So today's the day to talk about cabin fever.
Yeah, I'm ready to get out.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you remember cabin fever? Feeling it, not someone else.
Well, a memory that I'm thinking about it. Well, I always stared out the window in elementary school. But
Yeah.
Always in elementary school, I would be, I don't know, very observant onto the slightest amount of new green that was showing up anywhere.
Yeah.
And it would pain me to think that it was going to take so many more weeks for that to be all green. But I do remember staring out the window. I'm sure I was getting in trouble from Jason. Doing this, but just watching the squirrel doing whatever he was doing out there.
I think it was soccer for me, because as a kid, I was into soccer. My best friend down the block was into soccer, and our families were friends. So we were all, you know, the soccer families. And looking out the window and wondering when we would get to play it again, just, you know, around the neighborhood, and just the anxiety and depression and hopefulness and frustration of being stuck inside reading books or watching TV or whatever. That to me was, I think, the earliest. Yeah, it's probably the earliest. Now it's different. Now it's, I don't know, I walk out the door and it just feels brighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and your mood is higher.
As long as you don't think too far ahead to where then it's summer.
Yeah. Well, like, so I live here in the city, and I have a front porch on the street. And so our experience is like, well, yeah, yesterday, I looked across the street, because my desk at home is kind of facing that window. And so I can look across the street. And I saw two families that had their kids on the front porch, and they were, you know, the father was reading a book and the mother at a different house was on the computer, and it just looks so nice. It looks so nice. And then there's that thought of, what am I doing inside? So I don't know. I don't experience cabin fever the same way.
Yeah, I really don't. And recent time, I feel like I've gotten old or something.
Yeah, my wife gets very stir crazy. I've noticed maybe in the last few years, so maybe it is an age thing for us. I don't know, or maybe she's just more aware than she was of how she feels. But right about January 10, the Google searches for beach trips, and always south of Pennsylvania, start showing up, you know, or walking by her computer, and I'll notice she's been looking at cabins in sunny places. And this year especially, I noticed it, and I said, hey, it's that time of year again. She said, yeah, I'm gonna go crazy. I have to have sun. I have to have it right now.
Ah, I got to get out of here.
Where can we go? And I said, we can't go anywhere right now, but we're going to this trade show that we have to go to in a couple of weeks. And she said, that's not soon enough. So.
And where's the trade show?
That trade show was in Las Vegas.
Viva Las
warm and sunny.
It was warmer. Vegas is not a
cure for cabin fever.
It is not. Well, I mean, it's built to keep you inside.
Yeah.
Everything is built to keep you inside. The places from building to building is built to keep you inside. So we had the opportunity, you know, for this trade show, we could walk to where the trade show is, walk back, be in the sun more.
Mm.
But it wasn't the same as sitting at a pool or
concrete and traffic. That's about it.
Yeah. But it was warmer.
Yeah.
It was sunnier. It was nice. But I swear, it, divorce might have been on the table if something didn't give. Yeah, she experiences cabin fever.
When I was a kid, I know my mother definitely experienced some severe cabin fever, you know. I don't know, as soon as it was nice enough, after church on Sunday, there was a place in the mountains not too far from where we were at, and we would just go right there.
Yeah.
I don't know what she did while we were there, but I remember just picking up rocks and, I don't know, smelling the old funky under decay.
Oh yeah, the soil underneath. Yeah,
which I really like that smell.
So. Yeah, it's almost like a movie title.
The Soil Underneath.
Not a happy movie, or it could be a really happy movie.
Yeah, soil's good.
Soil's good. I think we call it seasonal depression now. But that's not the same as cabin fever.
Mm-hmm.
I think seasonal depression depression and cabin fever can be experienced, you know, as part of that. But cabin fever is that stir crazy I'm stuck inside. It's that, I think you get it when you've been sick for a couple of weeks, cabin fever. I think in the church, a version of that, I wonder. So it's brighter, it's sunnier, we're walking up for worship, or we're coming in to volunteer, and we start thinking about the plantings that are outside the church. We start thinking about Easter coming up.
Mm-hmm. Easter I noticed release. The daffodils out on Queen Street. So.
Yeah, they're still there.
Yeah, they came up. They're not blooming yet, of course, but...
Well, we had a trustee meeting. We were talking about, you know, what is there a... like a kind of an ongoing cleaning of the outside. How does that happen? It's a normal trustee conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see in the eyes of the people, it wasn't like a chore. They weren't talking about it like a chore.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about it like it's an opportunity to be outside.
Yeah.
You know, sweeping the sidewalks and just enjoying it.
All right, let's get to work.
I think that might be coming out of winter. It just feels nice.
Well, you saw my backyard the other day.
Mm. Listener, Jason's backyard is awesome.
And you're looking at it at the very end of the winter.
Yeah, when it's not green yet. And it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
So let me paint the picture of Jason's back. Is that okay if I do?
Sure.
Okay. So it's a city house. It's a backyard for the city house. You go through a wooden gate that's a low wooden gate, so you can see what's in the drive, you know, because you have a driveway, little driveway
there. Which is a bunch of trash waiting to go to the dump.
It's a little trash. I saw that. And then you walk past that, and there's a little porch, a low porch, behind the house that looks like you have it set up with a homemade kind of a bar, you know, counter kind of.
Yeah, it's sort of dropped down in from the backyard.
Yeah, it's a step down.
And it seems like it has a roof on it, but it doesn't. It just has this arbor that I made that holds a wisteria.
Oh, you're right. It wasn't a roof. I thought it was a roof.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as soon as that blooms.
It's covered in
purple.
Oh.
Wisteria all just hanging everywhere.
Yeah.
It's great to look at.
Yeah.
A little bit tough on the sinuses, but
if you're thinking of a backyard, this is not a perfectly manicured, flat green backyard kind of thing. It's a stone walkway pathway that winds further into the back. It's a mixture of...
It takes you up a little elevation.
A little bit, yeah. And it's a mixture of plant life, you know, whether they're trees or maybe little bushes and things, but it's not perfectly manicured. It looks like it's been there for centuries in a way. And then, but you've got artwork that's mm-hmm. mixed back there, mixed with mm-hmm. like scaffolding.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's hidden away.
It's hidden away. But so there's, I think I remarked to you, since this looks like a metal worker's backyard. And you said, but I also have worked with metal.
Yeah.
So it makes perfect sense. So he's got some, was it mulberry?
Yeah, mulberry. Well, my mulberry tree. Yeah.
Tell me, because I don't think I fully understood what you did with it.
The tree is at the back of my yard, which is at the back of St. Joseph's. I don't know. You call it the rec center. I don't know. I always had that tree there, so it sort of hides the building when you're in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
They cut a bunch of trees down all around my property. There used to be lots of trees around it,
mm-hmm.
and I was afraid they were going to try to cut this tree down, so I just cut back the new growth every year so that it stays the same relative size.
Yeah.
And then when I did that, the new growth that came back were these 12 foot long sort of straight branches, and then every year when I would cut those back, I'd have all these long straight
like willow, they look like willow branches.
Yeah. So I started bundling them and then sort of wrangling them into a shape every year. It's just something that I do. I cut all the new growth off. I'll be back there for a couple days with some string, literally like it's like you're hog tying something.
They look almost like curved tentacles, but not dangerous. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of the shape. They do taper a little bit. And then they're intertwined with each other. It's really interesting. It's an interesting look to it. But if you're ever looking for a garden party listener spot, I think Jason's spot is it.
Yeah, I hope that I'll be able to invite some people over for some cucumber sandwiches.
Better be me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well, I was hoping to do it when they did the over the summer.
Oh yeah, yeah, the cottage meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. We'll do another one.
All right.
We'll do it at your place.
Good.
Okay. Sold.
Well, that gets me a little cabin feverish.
Yeah? Just thinking about that?
Not really. Thinking about wrestling all those branches into form. It's a workout.
I'm seeing people on their bikes more. That every year that happens, it's so nice.
Last night I walked home from work. Which fortunately there was still a little bit of light in the sky, and there was a bunch of kids playing around in the park and crossing through the street and just like, I'm sure they're up to no good, but it made me smile anyways. So.
Yeah. Moms and dads, aunts and uncles, grandmas, grandpas with the kids just wandering around. Just fantastic. There's, walking to the local restaurant. Of course, so if folks don't live in Lancaster City, the experience might be different. You may not be walking to, local restaurants or whatever quite as much, or local parks quite as much, but some do. But it's just different.
Oh, well, if you got to make a commute through some rolling hills and farmland, you're really paying attention to to the season change.
I do miss that. I miss that about living in Quarryville. The drive from Quarryville to Lancaster, because we have family here.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous. Just a gorgeous. It's forever. It feels like forever, but it's gorgeous.
Up in Williamsport, where I grew up, it's very rounded, hilly in places, with farm fields where the crops are all cut in weird, elaborate sort of shapes that round around the hills. The first green that comes up in the summer is... blooms to yellow, so these lines of farm fields that some are plowed, some are not, are just like stripes of yellow and brown and green.
It's perfect. There's something, it's soul enlightening when that happens, and just to stop and look, just to pause and look, Yeah, don't think ahead to the mowing yet. Don't think ahead to the heat. Don't think ahead to whatever.
Yeah.
But just looking around and feeling that cool air and yet more sun. Oh, beautiful.
Well, one thing's new this year for me. I got a garden plot at the county park that I'm sharing with a friend from. Well, I'm just excited about how that's going to get me out of the city.
Yeah.
And out of my house.
What you going to grow?
Tomatoes and peppers, because I got to make my spaghetti sauce.
Buon appetito. Grazie.
Some kind of pepper relish. And salsa.
Ah, delicioso.
Yeah. I wouldn't make it through the winter. That's another thing.
Without
about
that
cabin fever. Yeah. The salsa ran out, so.
It's true. Sunny times are almost. Well, no, they are here. They are here. We made it.
Yeah.
We made it, Jason.
This winter definitely made you anticipate it anyways. Mm-hmm. At least more than in recent years.
Why am I still here? Why am I not working on a sermon out on the porch right now?
Because you need to be here doing this podcast.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, good.
I guess maybe you can go do that.
Well, this is it. All right, I'm out. Bye, y'all. Glad you tuned in today. We look forward to chatting again in the next episode of Hey, Anybody Listening?